President Joe Biden is calling his jobs and families proposal a once-in-a-generation investment to win the future. The two-part plan, the American Jobs Plan and the American Families Plan, designates $4 trillion for not just physical, but also social infrastructure. It includes free preschool and community college, national paid family and medical leave, and affordable child care. Republicans say they are willing to work toward a bipartisan agreement, but oppose the current plan because of the price tag and what they call its progressive agenda. Here's House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy of California speaking after meeting with the president.
We first have to start with the definition of what is infrastructure. That's not home health. That's road, bridges, highways, airports, broadband. Those are the places we could find common ground and work together.
McCarthy suggests reducing the environmental review process as a point of compromise. He says it causes massive delays in building projects. Another sticking point is how to pay for the plan. Biden proposes raising the corporate tax rate, which in 2017, under then-President Donald Trump, was cut from 35% down to 21%. Biden would raise it back to 28% and increase capital gains taxes on those who make more than $1 million a year. But Senate Republicans view the 2017 tax cuts as a major party accomplishment and are unwilling to budge.
Yeah, we're not interested in reopening the 2017 tax bill.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
We've made that clear to the president. That's our red line.
Senator McConnell says he would back a much smaller plan, no more than $800 billion, that focuses strictly on physical infrastructure like roads and bridges. And he would support paying for it with gas taxes and user fees. But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that working Americans should not be the ones to pay for the bill.
Does it seem right to you that as we build the infrastructure of America, where the commerce of America is promoted, where success is garnered by big corporations in America, and 50 of them didn't pay any taxes last year, didn't pay any taxes. So why should working families be underwriting the infrastructure, the roads and the bridges and the rest that commerce travels over?
Both sides have indicated willingness to reach a bipartisan deal. President Biden meets Thursday with six Republican senators to hear their ideas for a smaller bill. If a compromise cannot be found, Democratic leaders will likely use the same budget reconciliation process that they used to pass the COVID-19 relief bill. This would require only a simple majority on the Senate floor. At that point, conservative Democratic Senator Joe Manchin's vote would become critical, as he has said he will vote against any significant corporate tax hike. The final vote is expected to take place in July. For Pacifica Radio, I'm Catherine Monahan.